Little Red Riding Hood and the Three Little Pigs. Meet the Wolf, Little Red Riding Hood, the Three Little Pigs. New words. A gun, noun. Straw, noun. Blow, blue, verb. A stick, noun. A brick, noun. Little Red Riding Hood and the Three Little Pigs. The wolf was very hungry and he wanted a big lunch. He went to Grandma's house in the forest and Grandma opened the door slowly. "Can I come in?" asked the wolf, and he smiled. Grandma saw the wolf's big white teeth and she was very frightened. "The wolf wants to eat me," she thought. And she was right. He opened his mouth and he ate her in 1 second. But Grandma was very small and the wolf was not happy. "I need more food for my lunch," he said sadly. Then the wolf thought, "Little Red Riding Hood visits Grandma every day. I can wear Grandma's clothes and shoes and hat. Then I can eat Little Red Riding Hood too." He sat in Grandma's chair and he waited. Later, Little Red Riding Hood arrived at the house. She looked at the wolf. And then she said, "You look different today, Grandma. Your ears are very big."
"Yes," answered the wolf. "I can hear you very well with them."
"And your eyes are very big, Grandma," said Little Red Riding Hood.
"Yes," he answered. "I can see you very well with them."
Then Little Red Riding Hood said, "Your coat is beautiful, Grandma. It looks very warm."
"No, that's wrong. You must ask about my teeth," said the wolf. "They're very big too. I can eat you very well with them."
The small girl smiled and she quickly took a gun from her coat. She put it next to the wolf's head and she killed him. 3 weeks later, I saw Little Red Riding Hood in the forest. She looked very different. Where was her famous red coat? She said, "Hello, do you like my nice new wolfskin coat?" Pigs are usually clever, kind animals, but sometimes you can meet a silly pig. Here is an example of a very silly pig. This little pig built his house with straw. Straw houses are not safe because anyone can blow them away. One day, another wolf walked through the forest and he found the pig's strange straw house. "Little pig, little pig," he sang. "Can I come in?"
"No, you can't," said the pig. "You can't come in."
"Then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house in," sang the wolf.
He blew, and the straw blew everywhere. Then the wolf ate the pig quickly and happily. The wolf walked through the forest again, and he found another strange house. This little pig was silly too, and he had a stick house.
"Little pig, little pig," the wolf sang. "Can I come in?"
"No, you can't," said the pig. "You can't come in."
"Then I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house in," sang the wolf.
The wolf began to blow and the little pig shouted,
"Please, wolf, don't eat me."
"But I'm hungry," said the wolf.
He blew more and more, and the stick flew everywhere. Then he ate the pig. And now he had two little pigs in his stomach. He walked happily to another house in the forest. Inside this house, there was a very clever little pig.
I built my house with bricks, he shouted to the wolf. You can't blow it in.
The wolf blew, but the house did not move.
I want to eat you, little pig, the wolf shouted angrily.
The frightened pig quickly phoned Little Red Riding Hood.
Please help me, the pig said. The wolf is outside my house and he wants to eat me.
Stay there, she answered. I'm coming.
Little Red Riding Hood walked quickly through the forest. She saw the wolf and she took her gun from her coat. Then she put it next to the wolf's head and she killed him.
Well done,
shouted the pig from the window. But the end of this story is not happy for this little pig. Now Little Red Riding Hood has two wolfskin coats, but she has a nice new pigskin bag too. Roald Dahl, Penguin Readers. Revolting Rhymes. Selected material from Revolting Rhymes and Rhyme Stew. Illustrated by Quentin Blake. Level 2. This book has been simplified for English language learners by Alberta White. Series editor, Madeline Burgess. Read by Sid Sagar. Copyright, The Roald Dahl Story Company Limited, 2024.